Well, here I am again on this side of the tape, number two, and the power went off while I was turning the tape over. That was at 9:15 this morning, and I promised you I'd run this off and take it up and mail it on my way to church, but the power went off, and so it hadn't come back on when I got ready for church. So after church, Ed and I decided we'd go out and play tennis a little bit, and here it is, 12:30, and I'm just getting to go back to my letter to write to you. I had a very good morning this morning. It's going to church and playing tennis. It appears that we really have it made here in Quan Nai, and I think you'd have to admit that it's a pretty good sort of duty when you can get a little time off to do all the things we're doing and still get paid for it. Anyway, it's pretty hot out there, and we played two sets, and I'm wringing wet. I haven't gone to the shower yet. I'm just sitting here going to get this tape out of the way, and then I'll go to the shower. I hope that you're not able to smell my stinking body, honey, over this from this distance, but you know how you get when you're wringing wet and hot and panting for air. But surprising enough, my leg hasn't bothered me, and if it wasn't for that little dead feeling in the skin, I don't think I'd even know it was hurting me. When we came back, we were sitting downstairs, and a reporter came in from someplace. He's from Minneapolis Star. He wanted to talk to somebody, so he's talking to Ed, and I come up to get my take my shower and finish my letter. This afternoon we're having a big party here, one like we had before on the 4th of July that I took some pictures of, except this is the monthly party we call the Hail and Farewell Party. This is to greet all the people who just came in the past month and to say so long to those who are leaving the next month. Our boss is sort of sentimental that way. He likes to acknowledge all the people that have been here and welcome all those who have just come in. Those that leave get a plaque of some sort that says they served in Quan Nai and good luck to them and all that. It's kind of nice. This party's going to be at 4:30 this afternoon, and to go back to the beginning of this side of this tape, it looks like we got her made out here. We have parties and we play tennis and we really have it easy. If it wasn't for that shelling going on out here outside of town, we would say that it was quite an easy duty station. Something you might not believe, we were playing tennis, and the tennis court that we use is up in the general's quarters, and right outside of his quarters is a battery of artillery, 101.05s, and they were firing while we was playing tennis. And every time they'd go off, it'd like to knock us down. It was that close. It was only 150 or 200 feet, the battery was, from the tennis court. But I said to Ed that no one would believe that we were in any kind of a conflict watching he and I play tennis that close to the artillery. Would prove that we were in a conflict, however, but nobody would believe that anybody would be nutty enough to play tennis while the artillery is blasting. But so goes it. That's the way we do. We have to wedge in everything out here, you know. Just when we have a moment or two to enjoy any kind of pleasures, we have to take advantage of them because we don't know when we might have to be up all night wandering around. Not wandering around, but looking over our sandbags to see what we can see. I think if you want to, any time now, you could send me some Q-tips and some more soap. You can start sending me little things to eat that you want to. Some of that pancake flour you're going to send me sometime. And a lot of anything that is quick and instant making. I see a lot of instant manufactured old things like gravies and salads. It's all in a pack that looks like it's packed for in foil and sealed. If you see any of that stuff, you can send all that you want to because we eat it, put it on, make salad dressings, and we make cheese dips. We've got some here that the boss brought back from Taipei that says brown gravy. Boy, it makes good brown gravy. We've got instant potatoes here. We've got some instant vinegar. Did you ever hear of instant vinegar? Well, we got some, and I enjoy looking around and making something. I guess tonight I think I'll make some macaroni and cheese, come to think of it. Anyway, we're sure eating high on the hog, and it's showing on my stomach. Now, I think that's one of the reasons that I don't feel too good, because I'm putting on a little weight. But if you want to send me some of that stuff, go ahead and send it. I'll sure appreciate it. And I'm running out of Q-tips, as I say. And soap comes hard by now, and we can't get any soap powder anymore, and the maids have been complaining. I bought them some kind of lye soap in the bar, and they don't like to use it, but I'm trying to teach them to use it. Well, I think this tape is running kind of short, honey, and I've got a few endearing words to say to you, so I'm going to get off of the general topics and tell you that I sure hope that things are going good with you. Every day I think of you all the time, and I say in my prayers I've got you foremost, and you're just so much a part of me that whenever I think or do or say anything, it's always Florence and I and at home and our home or we together. This is good, good love. This is the way things ought to be, and this is what makes me real happy to have a beautiful woman like you for a wife that gives me a tingle in my nervous system and my brain and my body just when I think about you, because you know how much I love you and how much I care for you. You know that I'm always with you, and I know how strong you are.